Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to Sci-Fi Wire from the Con, recorded live from the Sci-Fi Wire stage at New York Comic Con 2019.
Welcome back to New York Comic Con. I'm your host, Katie Wilson, with Sci-Fi Wire. I have been so looking forward to this segment all day because I don't know if you know this about me. I love Lego, and I am sitting here with two incredible guys. Please give it up for John Lazar and Willis Reifsnyder.
Hi.
Now, Willis, you are a master builder. You are a Lego master builder.
It says it on the shirt.
It does. How do you get that title?
Really, just practice. I've been building since I was like 4. I haven't stopped building. And so when I got the opportunity to get this job, I had basically a resume of things I've been building since I was 4.
That's amazing. I am like so impressed with you guys because I am the absolute worst at putting together anything Lego, but I love it. I like collect so many of them and then I just stare at the beautiful boxes. I'm like, I need to hire someone to put them together for me. But you guys actually came here with our sci-fi logo here, which is so cool. Tell me what went into doing this.
By building this, basically, I took the sci-fi logo, put it into Photoshop, figured out the dimensions of the logo, and then kind of got all the Lego pieces I needed and assembled it like you see it today.
How many pieces is it?
You know, I don't know the exact number. It's over 1,000. I know that.
Wow. It's incredible.
And at my workplace, I have a couple different programs that I can use to help render the build before I build it. One of them is actually a free program, too, Lego Digital Designer. I use that on a daily basis.
Wow, that's really cool. So did you guys, you know, obviously, people back in the day used to think that Lego was just for kids. But now it's become collectibles for people of all ages. So talk to me a little bit about your experience with Lego and you know, how you think that mentality has changed.
Well, at my workplace, I work at Legoland Discovery Center, which is up in Yonkers. It's supposed to be like an indoor playground for kids, but obviously you're encouraged, it's kids coming with their parents and guardians, and you're encouraged to play together. It's not just a place to let your kid roam free. You want to go with them and play with Lego with them actively at the location.
That's really cool. How about for you?
I mean, I've taught Lego programs, and I think it's great because it teaches mathematics, architecture, engineering. There are so many great things and techniques that kids learn without realizing they're learning. So it works out so great, and the parents love that. And it takes them away from the screens, so there's no iPhone, no iPad. It's actual building bricks, building things that they can show and display.
That's awesome. What is the biggest thing that you guys have built?
I would say the biggest thing I've built is a life-size working arcade machine.
What?
Yep. It was all Lego except for a Raspberry Pi and a case, and it was working, full arcade machine.
That's amazing.
And the biggest thing that I've built is a model of the Brooklyn Bridge, affectionately called the Bricklin Bridge. I didn't build all of it. The road part portion was pre-glued and had like steel bars going through it, but I built the legs and the arches, and the whole thing was about 11 feet long.
Oh my goodness.
And about 5 feet tall.
Wow. That's super impressive. What do you think is the most challenging thing that you've built?
That's tough because building so much, especially really the large things, because they weigh so much, and the structural integrity isn't very important. For instance, like his bridge and the things you see that Lego builds and brings to events like life-size people, they have to reinforce with metal because otherwise it can break and injure people.
Wow. Yeah.
I recently finished building the new Lego Star Destroyer, and that thing was difficult for a lot of different reasons. There's a Technic frame on the inside that's very angular. But then on the outside, it's literally all light gray pieces. And that can be a hassle to sort through as you're building. But something I also built recently last year is I built a Lego Nutcracker. It was about yay tall, and I built it from scratch. I was using reference pictures, but I was just kind of building as I went, using Lego programs to help. But once I had that thing built, it was a pretty sizable, heavy build.
Wow.
And functional.
Really? That's amazing. What's like the Lego dream? You have something you haven't had the opportunity to build, but it would be your dream to bring that to life.
It's a tough question. Because just building so much, like after this, going to be doing a Lego convention in a few weeks. So I'm constantly building, constantly looking for ideas. And there's always ideas that are on the backlog that you want to build. And, you know, you have a list and these are the things you want to get around to. And it's really just a question of when will you have time rather than what will you build.
True.
And I guess my Lego dream would just to have access to every single Lego piece all at once.
Just like a giant
area. Just a database. I can just like that piece and now that piece.
Wow. Does that exist somewhere?
I guess jobs at like Legolands and Legoland Discovery Centers get close, but not quite.
That's really cool though. You're actually going to build something for us here today,
yes.
Which I'm really excited for.
Please
tell us what you are making for us.
It'll make itself known as I'm putting it together. It's a famous New York icon, certainly.
And how many pieces went into this?
To be honest, I barely started building it on a computer program. I kind of free-built the rest of it, so I don't have a good piece count. Definitely several hundred.
Wow.
Maybe 1,000.
And how long did it take you to put these pieces together?
I built this within a work day. So an 8-hour shift, you know?
That would take me like 2 years to do.
It helps to have, you know, reference pictures and such.
And you say that a lot of times you use the programs to help you.
Oh yeah, definitely. Especially, you know, wrapping my head around the mathematics of the Lego pieces, a Lego program can kind of do the work for me.
That's really cool. Do you also use Photoshop as well?
Photoshop, not typically. I do have a proprietary program that allows me to render images into Lego bricks, and so I can work off of that.
What happens if you guys are going to build something, but you just can't find that like perfect color?
Well, if Lego makes the color, then it becomes a question of ordering it and waiting. If they don't, then it's about finding the closest approximation.
Yeah. Making mosaics out of Lego bricks, I typically have to make a gradient of multiple pieces so that when you look at it from a distance, it turns into one color.
Oh, wow.
All right.
That's really cool.
I bet it's pretty noticeable now. Here, can you take the mic?
Yeah, there are a lot of like secret techniques people have come up with involving layering different pieces for different colors, especially in the mosaics.
Oh, wow.
You know, Arthur Guglick, who recently passed away, was a brilliant builder who did things like that and really created the techniques that a lot of the people who play with Lego do use today.
That is so cool. It's completed. Amazing. That is so cool.
Thank you.
That took you like a minute.
Yeah. Now the window panels all come off of the individual segments, so that might have made it a little longer to put together. But funnily enough, I built this a couple weeks before Lego announced that they were making their own architecture Empire State Building set, so I kind of beat them to it.
Wow. What sort of advice do you think you'd give a young person who wants to turn their love of Lego into a job, a career?
It's really getting out into the community and making something out of it. I know a fellow master model builder, in addition to having his job at his own Legoland Discovery Center, works with commissions on the side. Like, people will ask him to build something out of Lego and he'll do it for a price.
Wow.
So that's one way that you can work with it. Now, John, you're a part of a Lego user group. Tell me about how that works.
So I'm part of a group called I Lug New York, which is the New York Tri-State Area Lego Users Group, where a bunch of adults get together. We work on ideas. We've done displays, including here at New York Comic Con several years ago. And it's all about working together, building ideas together. And really, my best recommendation for anybody who wants to just get better and learn to play with Lego is build. Build as much as you can. And, you know, you'll just keep getting better and better the more you practice.
I think that's good advice, but I think it's too late for me.
There's always time.
So if you guys had to give a rough estimate as to how many Lego pieces you own at home, how many
My parents would say too many. but to be perfectly honest, my collection is pretty small in comparison to some other builders because it's mostly just made up of sets that I've owned over the course of my lifetime. Other people will purchase bricks from third-party vendors so that they have a huge collection of all the different pieces.
Wow.
And since I don't have the luxury of working for Legoland or Lego, I have hundreds of thousands at home.
Oh, easily. My goodness. That is so many. That's incredible. Guys, please give it up again for John and Willis here. This is really, really awesome. So you can follow along with us using the hashtag NYCC19 and @SciFiWire. Stick around.